The Oracle Network. Look deeper.
He's like, you can't keep me here.
I know, and I'm like, he just doesn't understand. I feel bad.
It's poison outside. It's for your own good.
Aye, Lil.
But you can't be this dramatic during recording, okay? I'm sorry you can't go outside. He's like, please, Lauren, help me. I've been trapped in here for days.
Free me.
Welcome. I'm Abby.
And I'm Shauna.
And this is Anxious
and Afraid.
Welcome to the nuclear fallout episode.
Armageddon life.
Currently, we are seeing a hazy yellow outside. Looks foggy, but it's actually smoke.
Yeah. It's smells like campfire and not in the good way.
Not in a good way. It's actually, this is exactly how it smelled when we had the house fire. So I get a little PTSD from that.
Flashbacks.
Yeah. It smells exactly the same.
Yeah, I bet. Everything's burning around us. We're really close to it. It's wild how close we are to it.
Level one evac zone.
Yeah.
Coming to you not live.
Yeah, we are coming to you from a level one evacuation zone.
So far, level one.
We're inside the zone.
Which just means be ready. It's not like we're doing something stupid or dangerous. So
yeah.
No. None of that.
We got our bags packed, but we're just chilling with our bags packed.
Yeah.
We're leaving the podcast equipment if shit goes south.
Yeah. I know. I was debating, can we grab them real fast? Can we grab the mic?
One, just so we can do like an evac episode.
In the closet, like, hey guys, we're still recording.
This is all we have left.
Even though it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I won't ask you to go back for recording equipment. Like, it's just one quick trip back. It's fine. But yeah,
it's been quite the week. It's been a fast plummet down to everything being bad. Sorry, I'm so defeated.
sorry for being a bummer.
We're gonna be a bummer the whole time.
But it has. I mean, we were talking about it. We were texting about it, and I was just like, if you really add up all the things that we've gone through in just like a month's time alone,
yeah.
Is insane.
It's insane. We've gone through a year within a month.
Yeah, because we were in a wedding. That's true. Started out nice.
Very happy.
But
big deal.
Yeah, and then, I mean, Michael and I experienced a loss, so we're doing, grieving. And then
huge.
Just within days of that, without even really being able to process, now the state's on fire.
Right.
So really. It's just like, ugh. And then it was your wedding anniversary. It was birthdays. The podcast anniversary. It's... Michael's birthday, your 30th birthday is coming up.
Yep. So we were going to be more celebratory, but now we're just like,
Everything sucks.
No.
You came to my house one night for an apocalyptic sleepover because that was right when shit was going down and we weren't sure what to expect. So I was just like, come stay with us.
Yeah, like first night. It was Michael's birthday anyways. We were like, let's hang out.
It was his birthday.
Yeah, so birthday sleepover, apocalyptic style.
Yeah. And fire wind is no joke. It, like, the wrath of God came down and ripped our side gate right off.
Mm-hmm.
A dozen screws.
It was a dozen?
Were ripped out of the wood, and the gate was just on the ground.
Don't underestimate wind. We have, a full, tree limb outside of our house because of that.
It's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was in the road.
I'm really glad we don't have any big trees. I was scared.
Yeah, and then, oddly, I also went through, a power outage, the night before that. So... I had a night where we had no AC.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a weird night because all of a sudden smoke was coming in. I'm cooking a really late dinner and then the power goes out and we're whining about life. And then we're okay, let's go to, we went to my mother-in-law's house to finish dinner so we mm-hmm. could at least eat.
Yeah.
Because they still had power. And then once we were done with that, they lost power.
Right. And then you were like, can we come there? And I was like, yeah. And then you didn't.
Yeah. No, Chad didn't want to. He was just like, let's just go home. And I'm like, oh my God. So then I was like, it's his birthday tomorrow and we're dying, so let's just sleep over there.
Yeah. So that was fun.
Yeah, that was how we made the littlest light out of it.
Yeah. I also had a flat tire.
Let's list all the things. Just Trouble City, man. Trouble.
So shout out to Larry for getting me tires on my car. He was very sweet and he took my car in and got tires on it, which is such a lifesaver. Could literally be a lifesaver.
Oh yeah. No, so sweet.
Gotta be ready to run.
So sweet.
Yeah, did anything else awful happen that we haven't mentioned? Did we cover them all?
I think so. They're just like really big, heavy ones.
Yeah, there's
like a handful of big, heavy ones. Plus, like, we're still in a pandemic, so that's the cherry on top still.
Yeah, it's the corona cherry on top. I have to swear off eating popcorn.
Oh, do you?
Because...
Did you fuck up your gums?
Yeah, I had two, like, abscesses at the same time.
No.
And a swollen lymph node. Like, I had a small golf ball on my chin, neck. And, but our dentist is neighbors with the evacuation zone. So I'm like,
true that.
I feel weird about calling.
Can right you now. Check my teeth?
Like, are you even taking appointments? I don't know what's happening.
Just call.
So, don't but I think I took care of it. I figured it out on my own. So I'm doing better.
I am still trying to get used to wearing a mouth guard at night. It's my constant struggle because I hate it.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a, you know, Walgreens one. It's not like a custom or whatever. So it's bulky and I hate it. But I'm trying to do that, and because I'm just constantly clenching my jaw.
Right.
I can't even help it. I don't even know how to relax it anymore.
You grind your teeth, too, right?
I guess so. The same dentist was like, I can see that your teeth are struggling there. And I'm like, cool. And I'm like, it's fine because I'm flossing now, right?
Yeah, flossing fixes everything.
Right. So I don't know. I feel like I constantly have mouth issues too, because like now my thing is that I scrape my tongue around my teeth on my bottom teeth, so I'm constantly giving myself sores on the tip of my tongue.
Cute.
So cute.
Oh, that's what you all wanted to hear, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's how we cope with our anxiety is mouth issues
and talking about them.
Yep.
Well, I actually do have a cute little surprise I brought. I was gonna present it on a happier note for our anniversary, but you know, everything went to shit
and then
went to shit again. Mm-hmm. So let me get it out.
Okay.
Can we do music for a second?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Today's episode is presented by Veyer. Veyer was founded with the goal of building an affordable, everyday watch that blends tasteful design with extreme durability and functionality. Veyer returns the sense of dignity to affordable watches that are built to last.
Veyer is a true American watch company specializing in both quartz and automatic watches. Veyer is offering our listeners 15% off if you use the code PODGO15. Go to VeyerWatches.com to learn more and get your new timepiece today. Back to our regular content?
Yes.
Pause for dramatic effect. What's happening? We're recording.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea what you're doing.
So, I mean, I kind of told you this plan before and then I didn't talk about it anymore and hope you forgot.
Oh, probably totally did.
So, I found this artist.
Stop.
On Instagram.
Stop it. You and Jesse with the artists and the things.
And her name is Allison Angle, and she is Canadian and very, very cool and talented. And honestly, needs to be famous. And I saw her do some work for one of my favorite podcasts, last podcast on the left, and she did some art.
Really?
And it was so good, and I was just like, oh my God, I love it. It's like captures their personalities. And so I emailed her.
Oh my God, the same chick.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Said,
would you do some art for our podcast?
Stop it.
And she did. And are you ready to see it?
Oh my God, I'm going to cry already. What did you do?
So all I did was sent her a couple reference photos and gave her like a couple facts about us.
Okay.
You ready? Are you ready?
Okay.
Wow. Isn't it perfect?
That's awesome.
Wait, what
It's like, I think it's
a
something.
Sextant?
It's to graph the stars.
He has his headphones. Oh my gosh. Okay. This is amazing.
Cats. And there's Maya and Reggie and there's Cinder. We didn't get Lou in there, but.
That's okay.
Constellations and the crystals.
And there's like crystals with and a like little, a little.
With a little space with the light beaming down on the mountains. It's all three of us cartoons, all looking very anxious and afraid. They even got Michael's very sharp, thick eyebrow.
Right?
Just right.
Just right.
That's amazing, Abby. That's so fucking cool.
I've had this for like 2 weeks.
Jeez.
And it has been killing me inside.
Oh my gosh.
I had to share it with Michael's mom because she was just like, we were alone. And I was like, I need to show you something because I have to share this with, wow. God damn it, I have to share it with someone.
Wow. The cats are so cute hanging off the little sign.
That's got to go on a shirt, right?
I don't know. We got to, I mean, we definitely have to fucking print it and put it on the wall.
Oh, for sure. Big. A huge poster of it.
Yeah.
Or a tapestry.
It's just so cool. I've never commissioned anything before. I'm always like, I'll just do it myself. I'll just draw it myself.
Right, because you're an artiste.
But now I'm like, oh my God, you can just pay someone to do that work for you. And it's amazing.
Oh my gosh, you won't tell me how much it costs, will you?
No. And it was extremely reasonable.
Okay. Wow, that's beautiful.
Yeah. I was
shower out so one more time.
Allison Engel. I'm gonna put her, well, I mean, we'll obviously post this so everyone can see.
And oh yeah.
We'll put her Instagram up.
We're officially cartoons. Oh my gosh, I love it so much.
It's just like, I just, yeah. It's, I feel our like little it's group. Our little personality.
It's our little team. It's, I our know. Little pod crew.
Frame it. And yeah. Okay.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
I just want to stare at it forever.
Oh no, that's so cute. Thank you so much. That is so awesome for our 1 year anniversary
gift. Doesn't that just make us all feel better?
You went straight to sentimental awesomeness. It's not fair. I can't top that.
Well, it wasn't a competition. I really did want to get this done. And then I was just like, oh my God, it's a perfect opportunity. Our anniversary is coming up.
And everything is sucky, so mine as well.
And now we have a little joy.
A little bit of joy. I can't wait to post that. That's so awesome.
Yeah, so you guys will see that.
And thank you so much. It's so cool.
Yeah, of course.
I'm blushing.
I was like tearing up. I was like nervous to present it. I'm like, I didn't even make this.
What if we hated it? What if, like, I don't get it.
You're like, first of all, that doesn't look anything like me.
Yeah.
And I hate it. I hate it, everything about it.
No, I love it.
It's amazing.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Celebrate. Celebrate.
I don't know when you want to get, like, the cake and,
Oh, yeah, we got some cake.
We got some cake. We got some, sparkling cider.
That we're going to season with our salty tears.
Exactly. We're just, fuck it. We're going to eat and we're going to drink and celebrate
us.
Something.
Our being alive, because we are alive and we honestly have a lot to be thankful for because people have lost a lot.
Oh my gosh. First with the pandemic, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so thankful that I can work from home. Yeah. I still have a job. That's amazing. And now we're under fire. So many people lost their homes.
Yeah.
People missing still, yet we're still standing. We're just complaining about smoke. So
my cousin Josh is like literally displaced right now. Like they were on Mercola. Yeah.
It's so scary.
Yeah, like, and the place that's on fire is like, I grew up kind of in that area, so it's really sad.
Yeah.
Just to see it.
Yeah, you're more like familiar with it.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
But they're doing their best, and
yeah, go firefighters. They're working real hard.
God, I can't believe that job is so incredibly dangerous and hard.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
I was wondering, I was like, Chad, when do they sleep? Because they can't sleep.
Then there's not very many of them.
There's not very many of them at all. They need so much more help and stuff. But yeah, they're doing like 12-hour shifts, which is crazy. 12 on and 12 off. Yeah. I just can't even imagine.
And it's just back-breaking, like, labor in hot weather.
You can't see.
It's smoky. Yeah. Like, oh, I can't even. No I just way, can't man. Even.
It takes a special human to do that.
Yeah, I've got a couple, like, acquaintance friends that are on the fire, like, fighting squad or whatever, and they're posting photos, and it's just like, holy shit.
Yeah, crazy. We were all like, literally before we were on fire, we're going to still talk about, you know, end of days. Mm-hmm. But I had my good friend Morgan over to hang out with my parents one last time before she goes to Florida. Mm-hmm. And we were literally just talking about all of our fears and how we like would hate dying. Like I brought up the, would you die in a fire or die in freezing cold or whatever?
Always in freezing cold.
Oh, yeah. And we were talking about like our impending earthquake that's bound to happen. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, we're going to die with earthquakes and floods and stuff like that.
Probably.
And
then, shouldn't say that out loud.
I know, I don't want to put that in the universe. But and then we were like, then the fire came, so I was like, oh no, we were all wrong, it's fire,
it's instead. Fire
instead. Oh, damn it. We can't get over it. Okay, well, you know what, I somehow did an episode.
We both did.
We were gonna take a break. We were like, we're on fire.
Yeah,
we literally are too stressed to handle anything.
I couldn't focus for days.
I couldn't really work. I don't know how I worked, because every time I got up, I was like grabbing something else to pack.
Yeah. And the smoke has more effects on you than you would think. And because it's physically so thick in the air, it gets mm-hmm. into your house no matter what you do.
Oh yeah.
And it has made me so tired, like very, very fatigued.
Mm-hmm. And headache.
Yeah. For me. Headache, sore throat. Mm-hmm. Even staying indoors, like you just, it's just that bad.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But yeah, so writing an episode was hard.
We were like, I think your universe is telling us not to. But we were like, no.
I know. At the same time, like, we really wanted to get together and record because it just feels fun and normal. And
we already have taken a break. And yeah, we're going to take another one for my birthday next week.
Well, yeah, so we're recording two episodes today so that we don't have to record next week because it's Shauna's 30th
birthday,
which is a big fucking deal.
I just realized that's a week away, and that's disgusting. I have one more week of my 20s.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I hope you enjoy the indoors.
Wow.
Maybe just stare at a picture of the beach or something. I'm not sure.
Under the beach.
Looks like a nuclear fallout zone right now. Okay, but yeah, we do have... We're gonna do a couple episodes. They're not super long, but we're gonna have fun.
They're not gonna be perfect, you know? I will tell you right now, I was like, fuck typing this out. I don't mm-hmm. have energy or time for that. Mm-hmm. I'm on old school notebook paper, so you'll hear the paper, and you're going to deal with it.
It's going to be really fun.
This is a new version of us trying so hard while we're on fire.
Anxious and afraid, and no more fucks given.
To the max.
Out of fucks.
We're out of fucks to give. Okay. You want to know what I did?
Yeah. Really bad.
All right. Well, of course, I was back and forth with trying to change topics because I'm very much like that. You know that.
Mm-hmm. I'm the same.
But since we were like, no, let's still record anyway, last minute, let's just do it because we miss it. So I was like, okay, I already have these notes almost done. I'm just going to do this subject.
Okay.
This was actually on my very, very first OG list when we were like, are we going to start a podcast?
Ooh,
and OG. And I was like, I know this story that would be interesting, and it's the story of Baba Vanga.
Ooh, I love her.
You love her?
I do.
How much do you know?
I just know that I probably read one article on her, and then just, I remember being obsessed with her predictions, mm-hmm. but it's been a while since I've. You know.
I thought there was going to be, like, a little bit more on her. It was actually kind of hard to find information on her, but, I mean, I got enough.
Cool. No, I love it. She's fascinating.
Yeah, very, very interesting. And if you haven't heard of her, now you are going to.
Yeah, get ready to have your minds blown. I feel like I think about her predictions on a regular basis, like, maybe more than I should.
Yeah.
There's specific ones that I just, like, think about a lot.
Some of them are pretty relevant in today's age, and we're like,
Yeah. I just think back to them and then what's happening now, and I'm like,
It's very creepy. Like, if she's actually pretty accurate, then I'm, like, scared.
Yeah. I'm like, girl, you said all that shit, and then you left us
and then to you deal with it. Right? We didn't know what you mean.
We're alone.
Okay, so... that's not her birth name. I cannot pronounce her birth name. This is all very Russian-y.
Mm-hmm. Russian-y.
So please forgive me.
Russian-esque. Them. Okay.
Yeah. Forgive me. But yeah, we're going to just keep with her name, Baba Vanga, as she's most famously known.
Okay.
All right. So Baba Vanga was a blind Bulgarian mystic, clairvoyant, and herbalist. So psychic. Mm-hmm. You know, medium, whatever, those words.
She's good at the spiritual stuff.
Yes. And she's also known as the Notre Dame of the Balkans.
Okay, yeah, Notre Dame. Do you remember all of the history specials on Notre Dame?
Nostradamus?
Are we talking about the same person?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't
remember. He also made a bunch of, like, end of the world predictions. And people were super obsessed with him for a while.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
You know, like back in 2012 when the world was ending all the time.
Oh, yeah. I was like, oh, no, I'm living through that year. What if?
Everyone was obsessed with the world ending and now
it is. Now it's actually happening.
Careful what you wish for.
Okay. So she was born October 3rd, 1911.
1911.
Right.
Wow.
The year before the Titanic sank.
It was her fault.
She didn't predict that when she was 1 year old. She was a premature baby, so her parents actually didn't want to name her until she was deemed likely to survive.
Oh, that was pretty common back in the day.
Oh, I mean, yeah, back in the day, you didn't know.
They're just like, this is baby, baby one, baby two.
Baby two, will it live? I don't know.
We're not sure yet.
Will the mom live? I don't know.
We don't know either.
So yeah, being premature did cause her to have some more health complications in her life. Baby Baba Vanga
had a... Wait, say that again?
Baby Baba Vanga.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Just rolls off the tongue. Baby Baba Vanga. You're like a song.
Ooh, yeah. Say it real fast. Baby Baba Vanga.
I'm just going to like start. Okay. We'll work out the song later.
Okay. Okay. So she had a pretty ordinary childhood, as we all hope we do. She had brown eyes and blonde hair. Her father enlisted into the Bulgarian army during World War I, and shortly after he left, unfortunately, Vanga's mother ended up passing away.
Shoot.
Yeah. So she was really young, and she didn't have any her parents.
Yeah.
She depended on the care of her close family friends and neighbors. When her father was able to return from the war, that's when he actually got arrested by the Yugoslav authorities for being pro-Bulgarian or doing pro-Bulgarian activity.
Okay.
So they were like, none of that.
He had like a foam finger with like Bulgaria on.
Right. He was cheering for that side.
You're number one.
They ended up confiscating like all of their shit, and the family ended up quickly going into poverty for many years.
Mm.
But eventually her father did remarry. And so one day as a 12-year-old child, so now we are child Baba Vanga.
Okay. Preteen or teen?
Preteen, whatever. She was playing out. Okay, so this is what happens in her life. She's 12. So she's playing outside. She's like, la, 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 playing in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, there's like gray skies. It's super stormy. And it like happened all of a sudden.
Oh, my God.
And she's like still out, la, 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 in the field.
Oh, my God. La, 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 ba, la, banga. What's it?
La, 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 ba, ba, banga.
La, la, ba, la, ba, banga.
No, that's the actual song. Wow.
La, bamba?
La, 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 ba, 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 ba.
What's her name again? Baba Vanga.
Baba, well, Baba Vanga. We're probably going to be ridiculous.
I think I've inhaled a lot of smoke.
I think we might need help.
Someone send help.
We're going out of our minds. Okay, anyways, we'll have fun. It's fun. That's why we wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so she's in the field. La, la, la. And she, this is allegedly, all of a sudden, it was a tornado that snuck up on her.
Oh, sneaky tornado.
Yeah. This fucking little twister tornado lifted this little 12-year-old girl up in the air and was spinning her around.
Well,
in the air.
Rude.
Rude.
And terrifying.
Terrifying. Oh my God, it's like the twister
movie. I was going to say, Dorothy.
Oh, yeah. Wizard of Oz. Mm-hmm. I was thinking that too, to be honest. Very true.
Toto.
Yeah. So then she was like thrown from the ground.
Scarecrow.
Tin Man.
Lion.
Jinx.
Aw, you couple Virgo twins.
Aw.
It's their month, you guys.
Yeah, it's our season, so we can do what we want to and cry if we want to.
It's your party.
How many song references can we do in one episode?
Oh, we can get more in.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. All right, so she's thrown from the tornado.
Oh, fuck.
And, yeah, poor little girl. And so it was after a long search to find her. And I think I found on one article that it was roughly 3 days that they were trying to find her.
Oh.
They didn't really know where she was.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And, you know, she's probably injured and 3 days without food or water. Like, right. She's stuck. I don't know. She's in the field still. Not la 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 anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Okay, so, but they finally found her after that time, and she was very distraught, but she was alive. But her eyes were caked shut. Uh-huh. It was filled with sand and dust, and she could not open them because it was so painful.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's this pretty much how she loses her sight.
Yeah.
So there is that injury. It kind of reminds me that I kind of remember this too when Dave, my nephew David and I lived in California as kids, and we were like running around on the beach, you know, because that used to be a typical evening. Mm-hmm. And we were running around and he's like chasing me or whatever, and I don't even think about it, and I take a little handful of sand and I throw it in that motherfucker's face. And I did it too good. I got it in his eyes.
Oh, girl, that's brutal.
I know. I felt so bad. I wasn't malicious.
That's literally a dirty fighting move.
I didn't understand. And I felt so bad. He was just crying. It's a terrible memory. I'm sorry, Day Day.
Sorry, Day Day. But you can still see.
He's fine.
He's fine.
Anyways, that's how she pretty much has her eye issues.
Damn.
Her family, you know, was going to try and see what they could save out of her eyeballs.
Oh, God.
But they didn't have, you know, the money for that. They couldn't afford that. They had maybe enough money for a partial operation on her eyes to help her, but still gradually she lost her eyesight.
Well, it's still like early 1900s too.
So. Oh, yeah. They don't know medical stuff.
They don't have LASIK or anything.
Right. All right. So now in 1925... this is teenaged Baba Vanga.
Okay.
She was sent to school specifically for the blind, and that's where she was able to spend the next 3 years. So at that school, she was able to learn how to read Braille, as you do when you're blind.
Yeah.
But she was able to also play piano as well as learn how to knit, cook, and clean.
Well, shit.
She still knew how to do all that.
Damn.
Right? That's pretty impressive.
Learning how blind. To knit blind.
Right? How do you do that?
I don't know. Well, I guess I could kind of... it'd be hard. Be really hard.
That'd be really hard. Anyways.
Everything's harder when you're blind.
Right? Can't even imagine. Sadly, Baba Vanga lost another mother figure during this time, and early in her life, because she's still a teenager, and that was her stepmom when her dad remarried. So when this happened, she had to quickly return home, and this is where she was pretty much taking care of her siblings all day long and working all day long. Mm. So that was her new life. She wasn't at the school anymore.
Wow, that would suck.
Right? And so now in 1939, this was when Vanga was diagnosed with pleurisy, as I believe how you pronounce it. Mm-hmm. It says it's inflammation of the tissues that line the lungs and chest cavity. So pretty much it's like a lot harder to breathe and it hurts to take a deep breath.
Okay.
But at this time, you know, they were like, the doctors were like, you're probably going to die.
Like, it's probably tuberculosis. That's how everyone goes these right. days.
It's nothing we can do. You're going to die. Mm. But that did not happen because she very much quickly recovered.
This girl's resilient.
She's cheating death twice now.
She is, man, inspiration. For us, right? We should be inspired by her. If correct. She can do all that, we're fine.
We can do something. Yeah, we're fine. Okay, so during the World War, this is when Vanga attracted a lot of people with her ability to heal others and fortune tell. So she was becoming more in tune with that now that she was blind. Enhance your abilities, mm-hmm. say, when you lose one. Is what they say, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, lose one, gain another. Or maybe the other ones get stronger.
Mm, yes, correct. Sure. So people would seek to find her, to visit her so that she can tell her where their loved ones would be at, like in the war, mm-hmm. Where they would have passed or where their bodies are. So she was very popular doing that. So much so that even the Bulgarian Tsar went to personally visit Baba Vanga, which is like government official authority, important people.
Well, because she must have been pretty like accurate then.
Yeah, I mean, I think she was like tripping people out and
yeah.
I mean, they were into it.
I'm into it.
I'm into it too. Mm. Okay, so she was becoming more and more well known after that. Especially when, like, government's visiting you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big deal. So then in May of 1942, this is when she finally marries her first and I think her only husband. I don't think she remarries.
Okay.
And he is also a Bulgarian soldier.
Okay.
He would later fall into alcoholism and he would pass away in 1962. So they were married for a solid 2 decades together.
Damn. That's sad.
Yeah. So after the Second World War, even more Bulgarian politicians and leaders from different Soviet republics would seek her advice. Like,
wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And by 1966, Baba Vanga was overwhelmingly popular, so much so that the Bulgarian government put Miss Vanga on the state payroll.
Get paid, bitch. Yes.
They were like, let's give you some money, honey.
Make those coins.
Yes.
I was going to say, I hope she's getting paid for all this.
Yeah, I guess at this point they're like, yeah. Not only that, though, they gave her 2 secretaries and a panel to interview potential new patients.
Wow.
She was becoming like hella booked out.
That's like she's got like a business now.
Mm-hmm.
Two secretaries.
Yeah, she was like getting really well known. In addition to that, during this time, it was I hope I say this right too. I know I'm struggling hard, but it's the Institute of Suggestology and Parapsychology.
Suggestology, maybe.
It just sounds weird.
Yeah,
to me.
It sounds made up.
Yeah, like, let me suggest...
ologize this.
Correct. Okay, but that's apparently an institute. And they went to study her and the phenomenal psychic abilities that she had. And with their studies, it was said that Baba Vanga's predictions were actually found to be around 85% correct.
That's high.
Which is high, I would think, compared to other people who claim to be psychics.
Probably higher than, like, the weather accuracy.
Around here?
Yeah.
We can't get our information straight for the life of us. Yeah. But that's... Okay, so this is where I wanted to go on my little rant, too, because I know that, like, skeptics or, you know, Chad, Michael, whatever.
In this very room.
But, like, the mindset of, like, thinking, oh, like, all psychics, you know, should know the lottery numbers and, like, why don't they know everything all the time 100% mm-hmm. correct? And I'm like, they're humans, too. I don't think they would get everything 100% correct.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, to me... Like, I feel like everyone's different. Maybe they realize they have that. Because I feel like people do have that gift. I do think there's a lot of fakes out there. But I feel like maybe a lot of normal people kind of have that gift.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they figure that out when they're a child. Or maybe they figure that out when they're an adult. And then they learn how to, like, figure it out. Like, they're learning just as much as we're learning. So yeah. I don't like being hard on them.
Or, like, yeah, if you don't, I don't know. You don't know how to control it.
They're not going
to
know what you see. Yeah. They're not going to know the fucking lottery. So get over it.
Stop asking for winning lottery numbers.
It's not going to happen.
Stop asking for it at the bank, because we hear that a lot.
What else can I get you?
Oh, $1 million?
If you say one of those jokes, knock that shit off right now. Do you hear me? Are you listening? Don't say that one. Don't say, if someone scans your product and it doesn't ring up, don't say, oh, it's for free. Don't say that one either.
Mostly old men probably who we're talking to.
Rage about that.
I don't think they're listening to this podcast, but
no, I don't think so.
But just in case.
Dad. Our dads are listening. Maybe, eventually.
I don't know if I've caught my dad doing that before.
No, I don't think my dad's that bad either.
Who knows?
He avoids, you know, people.
In general, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, 85% correct. I found that on multiple sources, which I found like, what?
I find that impressive.
That's impressive to me. That's crazy. Okay, so now August 1976. Okay, so this is a really weird incident that happens. So there was an actress and a singer, a celebrity, if you will. And she was in town on tour. And her name is Silvana. I'm just going to say her first name.
Okay.
And she was really, she obviously heard of Baba Vanga. She's like, I need to see this bitch because she's so cool. Mm-hmm. And so she did, because she's a celebrity and she can do that. So when Silvana went to visit Baba Vanga, it was real creepy because she didn't look at her. She didn't move. She stayed staring out the window, sitting on the bed and not looking at Silvana at all for quite some time.
Oh, that's uncomfortable.
Awkward.
She's like, excuse me. I'll just stay here.
Right. So after a while, then Vanga finally speaks out and says, quote, I guess, nothing. You do not have to pay. I do not want to speak with you. Not now. Go and come back in 3 months.
Oh. Okay.
And she's like, okay.
Sure.
Fucking creepy.
Go back in, okay, 3 months.
So she's like this old blind mystic woman being kind of like really rude, like typical creep central. Like,
yeah. Ooh. But I would do it.
Right.
If she told me to. I'd be like, okay.
Got you. I respect you.
I will be back in 3 months, even though it's of great expense to me and hard to travel.
Right. So anyways, but. So she's like, okay, I'm going to book it out of here. But then Vanga stops her by saying, wait, in fact, you will not be able to come. Go. Go if you can come back in 3 months, do so.
Oh, shit. I don't like that.
Especially if she's being like creepy and rude.
Oh, no, you don't have to pay and maybe you'll make it back. That doesn't sound good.
It does not sound good. So this Silvana runs out crying because she's like, oh, my God, does this mean like I'm going to fucking die?
Yeah, I would be traumatized.
Yeah, you don't know. That's terrifying. Well.
Well.
2 months later.
Oh, no.
Not even three, but 2 months later, October of 76, that actress Silvana was killed in a car crash along with her sister.
Oh, no.
So, that's creepy.
Oh, yikes. I mean, she could have been nicer about the delivery.
She could have been nicer about the delivery. At least she didn't tell her how. I don't want to be ever told how or when or whatever.
True. But if somebody told me I was going to die in maybe 3 months, I don't know if I'd...
I would not leave my
house. Leave my house. But then your house blows up. I don't know. You just... Final destination.
It's coming after you.
You don't... It's going to get you.
Yes. All right. So here's more of the like fun part. That's like her background. So I'm going to list some of her predictions.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. In 1980, Baba predicted that the Kursk nuclear submarine disaster. She predicted that by saying that the submarine will be covered with water and the world will weep over it. Which is funny because of like, of course, the submarine is covered in water, yeah. But people will weep over it. That's what she says, apparently.
Okay.
So also stating that that would happen, the disaster would happen in August of 1999. So she's saying this in 1980.
Wow.
Okay.
And like specific dates.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's like, hey, this is going to happen. It's going to happen August 1999. However, that submarine, that exact submarine, Russian submarine, did sink, and it did sink in August, but it was in 2000. So she was 1 year off.
Ooh.
But I would give that to her.
Wait, okay. It was in 2000? Did you say 89 or 99?
She predicted in 1980. She said, hey, in 1999, in August, this submarine's going to sink. And she's then
1 year off.
Yeah, she was 1 year off, but it happened in August and everyone on board died on that submarine.
Ooh, creepy.
Yeah. So, I mean, that at least happened though, which is eerie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, okay, so in 1989, Baba claimed that this is the one that gets me.
Mm-hmm.
Because okay, I'm just going to say what she says. And this is 1989. Okay. I have to repeat. She says, American brethren will fall after being attacked by the steel birds and innocent blood will be gushing.
I do remember that one.
So we are in September, and how is this not September 11th?
Mm-hmm.
Also, chillingly, when I think about that, too, because, like, she wouldn't have known – airplanes, or like she wouldn't have seen it at least before she was blind. Mm-hmm. She could have maybe learned about it, but like the way she describes it, steel birds. Makes sense to me. Like, yeah. It's kind of a poetic way of saying it. So you kind of have to interpret what she's saying.
Right.
Which is, you know,
not great. That's how mystics do.
Yeah. I got to be mysterious.
Yeah.
But that's American specifically, mm-hmm. attacked by steel birds. Wild.
Yeah. That one's super creepy.
Yeah. And so she says that in 1989, this is 12 years before it happens in actual, like in 2001. Mm-hmm. And it's weird to think about now. It happened 19 years ago this year.
Ugh, I was in fifth grade.
Yeah, I was in fifth grade too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Next year will be 20 fucking years.
Oh my God.
Isn't that wild?
Oh, it's so weird.
But yeah, so that's one that gets me real hard.
Yeah.
So even Earley again, she specifically kind of correctly predicts that it would be exactly the 44th president of the United States that would be an African American man. And that's our boy, Barack. Oh, Mom, I miss you.
Our handsome boy.
You're so cool. Come back. Anyways, that's trippy. Like, specifically the number two. Like, that's
That one's wild. Very specific.
Especially since we're racist and that's our only black president. So that's so trippy to me.
It is.
It's cool. But
they're so specific. Some of them are so specific. It just blows my mind.
Yeah. That one is another one that gets me because I'm like, wow, that's how would you fucking know that? Because she died. Hello.
I was like, do you think Barack consulted her? He was like, what? What's my year?
Yeah.
Give me my year to run.
What's my future?
She's like, this year and only this year. He was like, you got it.
Okay, but with that too, she also continued by saying that he would be our last president.
I do remember that. I think that's one of the predictions I think about a lot.
It is, and let me tell you why I still think it's relevant, mm-hmm. because...
I know. I mean, we probably had the same thought.
I know. I'm not going to get too much into it, but I mean, obviously, we have a president now. Fucking Trump. And so he's president now, but I constantly fear the worst. And I feel like if he gets reelected this year, which is the cherry on top of this year of anxiety, but like, who knows what he'll become after that. I don't know. I don't want to put that in the universe either, but that's where I'm just like, what if he never leaves? What if he actually never leaves ever?
Yeah, I've thought about that kind of stuff, too, or I'm like, or, you know, just very morbid, like, oh, well, the country ends or whatever, and so then that's why there's
the last one.
Mm.
Yeah.
I guess we'll find out in a few months.
Which is another problem I have with the impending doom that November is coming.
Yeah, and it's always an election year where everything goes to shit.
Yeah, and I think we're going to need to be together again on that day.
Yeah.
Just like in 2016, because we were so flabbergasted and shook, mm-hmm. when we were like, uh-oh, I think Trump's going to be president. We were like, we need to get together and cry. It was such a weird night.
Yeah, we'll spend the election day together again.
Yeah. Happy or sad, we'll be together.
Yeah. To hug or cry. We'll see.
Just vote. That's all I want you to do is actually fucking vote.
Yeah.
Anyways, so... She also possibly predicted Brexit.
Oh, really?
What?
That's one I haven't heard.
So this is kind of one that you have to kind of wiggle and what's the word I'm thinking of?
Kind of fill in the blanks a little, finagle.
Interpret. That's what I was thinking.
Okay.
Okay, so she incorrectly says that Europe will cease to exist by 2017. That obviously didn't happen, but a lot of her followers think that this could have been her way of describing Brexit, which is something that is a big deal and disaster as well, right?
It happened roughly around that time,
so I'm just like, yeah. Okay, and then she also predicted that Vladimir Putin, ooh, would win the 2018 election. And she said this apparently in 1979 during a meeting with a writer.
Okay.
So that's true.
Yep.
We can confirm that is true.
Still true.
Still true.
Still there. Hey, Pookie, if you're listening.
Pookie.
It's Pootie.
Oh, Pootie.
Pookie.
I thought you said Pookie.
My Pookie Pootie. Your Russian spies are listening in.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't care.
They're totally listening to us. Okay, so other ones that are kind of for more of the, like, the present-ish time, like mm-hmm. the last year or so. But she pretty much just predicted a bunch of natural disasters.
Oh, you don't say.
Speaking of, but she was like, there's going to be mega quakes, which we're very overdue for one.
Oh, Jesus. Did she say when the mega quakes are coming?
No, I did not find that, but she says they're coming.
Girl, you got to give us a hint. There's so many other things happening. We're not going to be prepared. Oh, God. Hopefully it's fast. Make it fast.
I know. She also predicted a huge tsunami wiping out parts of Asia. And
that's already happened before, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'll get to that on the
second. Okay.
And she also predicted that Russia would be struck by a meteor.
Oh, shoot. Russia, better look out.
Oh, but let me educate.
Oh. Educate me, please.
Okay, so yeah. Like you already mentioned, we have a vivid memory of a tsunami that actually did hit all of those parts of Asia and China, Indonesia, that area, I think. I hope I said all those right.
Oh, it's awful.
Awful. I remember those. I still can see the videos in my head.
The photos.
I had nightmares. I had legit tsunami nightmares for a long time.
Well, we still get like nuclear fallout washed up on the shores here. Like,
sure.
Right? We get, like, pieces from the tsunami or no, I'm thinking of the...
Oh.
Because wasn't there a nuclear reactor thing that happened? Was that at the same time?
Oh, maybe there were... It was...
Two tsunamis? Different ones? Maybe? I can't remember.
How many disasters can we say?
Literally, we can't keep count anymore.
But I know that we were getting pieces of, like...
Nuclear stuff? Waste?
From China. It was floating here. And it was crazy washed up on the beach.
Yeah. That must have traveled real far.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyways, so that actually did happen. So a lot of people, like her followers, believe that that was what she meant because that actually did happen. Mm-hmm. However, she said that there would be another one. And so look out.
Just be ready for that.
Tsunamis.
Literally nothing you can do.
Right.
Inland, I guess.
Right. I thought we were protected by the hills, but now I'm scared about the dams.
We're fuzzucked if anything happens.
We're just going to die immediately. Okay.
This valley is going to fill up like a giant water bowl.
Yeah.
Be a punch bowl.
This is very doomsday, and it will be very doomsday pretty much from here on out. This is also cool, too. I made sure I remembered this correctly, too. But I don't know if you remember, there was kind of a viral video of someone. It was actually in Russia. Mm-hmm. And they were driving their car. And there was a massive undetected meteor going across their sky, burning really bright, coming really close. And it actually... it burned or exploded in the air. I don't think it actually collided. Mm-hmm. But that caused... a huge concussion wave where it just blasted through the city. All the glass of the windows shattered.
Oh,
the car
God.
Alarms were going off. It was very big.
Whoa.
Kind of like that other explosion that happened recently. If you saw those videos. But
which one? I saw multiple.
Jesus Lord. But yeah, so a meteor actually... did fly over Russia out of all places, but that did happen. That was back in 2013.
Okay.
But I just thought that was interesting that that actually happened. And look up those videos. It's wild. It's crazy.
I think I've seen it.
I think I remember it
happening.
It was viral.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like different perspectives of people driving and how it just got so bright, like white flash bright. Mm-hmm. I don't know how people still were driving. But yeah, and then it was a massive explosion.
Crazy.
Okay, so she also predicted that there would be an assassination attempt against our boy Putin.
Oh, I'm sure there's been at least a few.
Really? That, I mean, as of we know, I don't think there has been an attempt, but also why would they tell us?
Yeah, they wouldn't tell us.
They wouldn't tell us. So that's interesting.
Well, I mean,
it's not hard to imagine.
Yeah, I just feel like so many people have offed so many people. Like, that's just the name of the game, in politics.
Right.
Yeah.
She also predicted that Trump, specifically Trump himself, would be struck with a mysterious illness that would cause him to suffer from nausea, hearing loss, tinnitus, and brain trauma. I think he already has brain trauma. But
wait, so she said she, but this was before.
I don't have the date of when she predicted that.
Okay.
And I think I have the same question as you, is I don't know if she predicted if he would be president or not.
Like, why is she thinking about him specifically?
And she's talking about Putin a lot, too, which I find very interesting. Yeah. Since you talk about, or you see those guys together, you know, kind of a lot.
Yeah.
Just interesting.
It is weird.
It's like a weird connection.
It's weird. Yeah, because if she predicted that before he was president, yeah, he was just like
maybe she
a TV personality. Like at that point, I mean, he was a well-known businessman, but he wasn't. Mm-hmm. And that's just weird.
Yeah, I wish she would have warned us by that because we were all pretty shook.
Well, she didn't say anything about Jeff Bezos, right? Like, what about that guy?
Yeah, who knows?
There's a bald guy gonna rule the world. Like, she didn't say anything about that,
right? No mention of Amazon taking over the world. But, I mean, as far as we know, he very much says he's very much healthy. But I thought, like, I feel like Chad told me just recently that it came out that he, like, suffered some strokes, like, not that long ago, or a stroke, or a mini stroke, or something.
I don't know.
Which he denied.
I'm sure.
Right, but he totally did.
I have no idea. Yeah, I know there's all those weird videos going around with, you know, he couldn't lift the water glass, just, like, weird stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. I think we all know. Okay, so now I want to get into more fun doomsday future-esque predictions. Like
fun doomsday?
Sure. I don't know. These are just like wild-ass predictions that are into the future so far that we can't even imagine.
Oh, that they're not going to affect us, so let's have some fun.
Yeah, some will, but some won't. We'll go down the line of, yeah. So she also predicted that, this is a nice thought, I don't believe it'll happen, but that hunger will be eradicated sometime between the years 2025 and 2028.
Oh, that's soon.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Girl, that's nice. That is a very nice thought.
Very nice thought.
Is it because we'll all be dead?
You know, maybe if she thought we all tried hard enough, I mean, maybe we could have. I don't think there should be. I think we're capable of not having hunger around the whole world, right?
I don't know.
Anyways.
Don't ask me.
Anyways, that's a nice little start, or thought to start with.
Yeah, I like that. Let's hope for that.
Let's hope.
Eradicated by 2028. Everyone will have a full belly. Let's put it out in the universe. I hope that happens.
But then the polar ice caps are going to melt.
Well, isn't that? Okay, well, that's already happening.
Well, yeah, but would she have heard of that before she died? I actually forgot to write down when she died.
Oh, my God.
Michael, can you look up what year she died? Sorry, I have to put you into work.
Yeah, go ahead. You just, I'm on it.
You do it. Thank you.
Yeah. Do it.
But anyways, she was like, yeah, the polar ice caps are going to melt away by 2045. And that the ocean levels will rise. No shit. Well, hello. Currently, with the rate of real-life global warming and the fact that many people are still like, what about it? It's right on track with that prediction.
Come visit our state.
You'll see. We're dry as fucking on fire. Yeah. But that's wild. She's right on track. If not, we might even melt before then.
Yeah.
Anyways, when did she die?
I got August 11th, 1996, so she probably heard 96. Of a guy named Al Gore and his Inconvenient Truths.
Whatever. That's the documentary. Man.
People hated Al Gore back in the day. Do you remember?
Whatever. Oof. He can now say, I told you, motherfucking I know. So, bitches.
He's just prancing around like, told you so.
I listened to the man. And Leo. Freaking Leo. My boy Leo DiCaprio made a documentary, and he always tries to fight that too, and I just
fight
love him.
The good fight.
I love Leo.
Do you think Greta met Leo?
I don't know, but they should.
Yeah, they should be friends.
What a dream. What a dream.
Yeah.
She's cool. So smart. I saw an interview, like, on a late night show, and she was just so beyond her years, mm-hmm. just speaking. I'm like, wow, I'm in awe of you.
Yeah, you're a tiny child. You're
wow. Tiny child, and she's saving the world. Yeah. Anyways, so that's also correct. This is also a nice thought. She said that doctors will be able to cure diseases with cloning technologies, that body organs will be able to be cloned by 2046 for easier treatment.
I can see that.
I love that. I think we should totally go in that direction. And that's cool as fuck.
We're already growing organs on like rats and stuff. And
rats and pigs.
Yeah, so I could, yeah, that's
just totally, our organs.
Totally feasible.
You need a new kidney.
But can you imagine that a prediction back in the 80s or the 90s? You'd be like, the fuck?
Right? That's so true.
Yeah, and now we're like, yeah. But like 30 years ago, you'd be like,
you're crazy.
She has dementia.
She's science fiction with cloning.
Mm-hmm.
she also said by 2072, or between 2072 and 2076 is how I assume we're going to call these years.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in my 80s, hopefully.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that disgusting?
Man. Ew.
Gross. So there would be a classless communist society that will listen to this, will thrive in hand with nature.
Oh!
Tell me you did not just get the goosebumps right now. And you thought of the
leave joy room for nature. Maybe she was the benefactor.
What?
She's the secret society.
In hand with nature. That's just very similar, and I love it so much.
Ooh, Georgia Guidestones. Go listen to that episode. It was crazy.
Be one with nature.
Ooh, that's...
But, yeah.
So, wait. Say that again. We're going to be in a communist...
Yeah. So, by that year, we would have a classless communist society that would thrive in hand with nature. So... No rich, no poor. Everyone is classless. She said that this society would return to Europe and the rest of the world.
Guess we'll see when we're in our 80s.
We'll see, but I'll be too old.
I know. I can't really
contribute. We're just our generation. Yeah. Our generation's screwed no matter what.
You're like, I'm a millennial.
I should.
Can I just watch Netflix?
I should get a redo life. Okay. And then, okay, so by 2130, civilizations will learn how to live underwater and with the help of aliens.
Ooh.
I love that one.
Dang it, we'll be dead for sure. I mean, Michael thinks he's going to upload his consciousness into a computer, so maybe that'll happen.
Ooh, we should talk about that. Like, do you, simulation theories?
Are you into that? Singularity?
Yeah.
Transhumanism.
Oh my god. I want you to speak of
Elon
this.
Musk's Neuralink.
Are you just saying things?
Smart words.
Just stuff I've read. Mm-hmm. Just mm-hmm. those three things.
Mm.
Yep.
Sounds so smart. By 3797, everything on Earth will cease to exist. However, humans will be advanced enough to move to a new star system. Now, I find that interesting because I feel like our argument with, like, global warming and stuff like that is, or, you know, if whatever, is that the Earth is not going anywhere. Humans are going to make it to the point where humans can't survive on here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a totally opposite thought of, no, we'll be so advanced, we're just going to go to a new galaxy.
Well, is she saying that we're leaving here? She's not saying it's because this place is inhabitable. She's just saying we just decided.
No, she says everything on Earth will cease to exist. So plant life,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know. I imagine a dirt rock in space.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll be like, okay, bye Earth. We're going to find a new star system.
Yeah. And what was your argument against that? Or you said it was
opposite? It wasn't an argument. I just think that it's an interesting thought because I feel like the argument for like – You need to care about global warming because, you know, the Earth is just going to wipe out humans or, you know, we're polluting so much that we aren't going to survive. Like, mm-hmm. But the Earth is going to survive.
Oh.
It's a giant planet. It's not going to just disintegrate humans well. I think that argument is so much more realistic than humans going to a new star system.
I guess I looked at it as, like, in the future, the Earth will go to dust and dirt because we will have over and inhabited and I can't say the word, and like over farmed the land, so then it's just like a dust and nothing grows here anymore, and so then we have to find a different star system because we can't feed ourselves.
Like a Wall-E type of world, right? Because they have to leave the Earth and live in space.
Hopefully we don't all become fat little blimpies floating around, but...
We already are. I
mean, they did look like they were having a great time.
I mean, yeah, floating around, sitting around.
Drinking giant-ass sodas.
Right, yeah. I love that movie.
I watched Idiocracy the other night, which was disturbing.
I don't know if I want to...
It doesn't, there's parts of it that do not hold up to political correctness. There's some pretty bad shit that they say, but this, it's just a little scary. Scarily getting close to accurate.
That is so cool. And she also said that, she also said, you know, the universe will end by 5079, so.
5079, everything's gone.
The whole universe will be. The Big Bang will bang.
Unbang. One giant black hole sucks everything in and...
Yeah, no, I don't know if the
It's
Earth...
called the Big Freeze, okay? And it's a theory.
Okay. It's already a theory?
Oh, a big... I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, that's a Hawking thing, I think.
But I don't think the universe is going anywhere. Yeah, anyways, that's... but I will add this. Let me finish this off. Let me finish.
Wrap it up.
All right, so, I mean...
Bring us home.
Take with this what you will. This is obviously more of like lightheartedness, in my opinion. People don't believe in psychics. People do. Whatever. According to some of the, I read this on Wikipedia, and they said that some Bulgarian sources said that people that were close to Vanga claim that she actually didn't predict any of these events, and that myths about her are not true. The lack of written record of any of her prophecies makes any prediction attributed to her
attributed
thank you. I know I didn't say that right.
Attributed
yeah. Thank you.
Whoa,
wow,
that was my stomach.
No way,
that was my stomach.
Whoa,
we got it. I need to eat some cake.
We need to get some cake, and we need to get some sparkling cider in us.
You think I'm loopy? It's because I have no food in me.
Let's eat some cake. Okay. So
wrap this up so I can eat some cake.
Anyways, you can't. It's difficult to disprove any of these or whatever. Literally, she didn't write anything down, and all of these are from people that heard her. Nothing. There's no record, so that really sucks. I don't know why anyone didn't think about recording anything that she said.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I read, is that like there's just not records, so it's just kind of like hearsay, and it's like, what, maybe you believe it, maybe you don't, or maybe it's gotten construed over the years because we're all fascinated with these kind of stories.
Well, I hope that she did say all that, because it's a great story.
Some of it's very, very trippy and very interesting. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's what I got.
Well, thanks. I'm glad that you did that, because I didn't know all that stuff about her.
Cool.
I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
My stomach growled really loud again while you were talking. I don't know if the mic picked it up. Michael looked at me. I don't think I've ever heard my stomach this loud before. It's performing today.
It's performing.
It will be heard.
It will hurt. Yep. Okay. So,
do you have any, were we going to do any watching, listening this week? We'll do that next week.
We'll do that on the next episode.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
Cool. Oh, my stomach's going to go again.
Oh, my God. You have a monster.
There's actually a mountain lion in there.
I kind of thought it was Lou snoring again from a distance.
I've never heard my stomach get this loud. I ate a few hours ago.
Oh, my God, Abby. What's
I had oatmeal. That should be fine.
It was more than a few hours ago now.
Oh, how long ago? Well,
let's start meat so we can eat cake.
Yay. okay, where can you find us? I'll tell you. You can find us on Instagram at Anxious and Afraid the Pod. On Facebook, we have a group and a page, Anxious and Afraid the Pod. We have a Twitter at AA the Pod. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/anxiousandafraid. We have an email, anxiousandafraidthepod@gmail.com. We have a website, Anxious and Afraid, my stomach's growling, anxiousandafraid.com. We also have some merch. Check out that sweet merch. Don't forget to rate and subscribe. And Shauna?
Good up and good night. All right, so I was at thesun.co.uk. I used Yahoo News, Wikipedia, and YouTube.com. Music is by Brooke for Free, and we're edited by DJ Mikey B.
Anxious and Afraid is partnered with the Oracle Network.
Every life has a story, and every story, an ending. But he died one reason or another, and now they have this body that they're hiding. But not all endings are happy. And was given a severe beating, including having his head bashed into the floor repeatedly until he was semi-conscious. I'm Devil Dan. Won't you join us as we walk through the blue side of the mountain? Blue Side of the Mountain can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, and many more.